go back over here, put this on there.
Press
this button.
Wonderful, wonderful cat.
All right. Whenever go ahead, Freddy.
It's in a pixie, he reaches into his bag of tricks to steal. It's the cat. The wonderful, wonderful cat.
54. This continues to be a countdown.
Sounds like the same guy does Raceway Park.
It'll go kitty, pitter, pat, watch and feel it. Feel the cat.
44, 43
Oh, Mason, it's like we are just in the wrong time.
38.
Yeah. 37. We got issues.
Countdown. 38.
34. 33. 32. As you we know too much of the same insignificant crap.
27. No, it's very important.
23. Oh, that's
don't
right.
ever say that's vitally, insignificant.
It's vitally important.
At work, we play video games, and there are these trivia questions that pop up, and I'm like, 13. How does he know that? 11.
This is our count. There were three of them. Trivial Pursuit was a good friend of mine.
Oh, my gosh. I killed it. Here he comes.
3, 2, 1.
All right, we're ready. Go.
Bye-bye, everybody. See you next week. Bye.
Now broadcasting from Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
Yeah! Okay! Yes,
two bananas, three bananas,
amen, and amen. Brothers and sisters, just get your money out and put it in the place, because we are ready to take it. This is a quiet guy.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
One banana, two banana, three banana, four. All bananas make a split into much more. Over hill and highway, the banana blues go. Come along and bring your banana split show. Tra-la,
la, 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 la. Yeah. Can you name any of them? Can you name any of them?
John, Paul, nope. George, Ringo,
Beagle. It was Beagle.
Oh, no.
Snort.
You had
and
issues.
Paul Winchell was one of the greatest voices in the world, voiced a couple of the characters.
Oh, man. I am so sorry you said that.
Why?
You're not supposed to remember that show. Nobody remembers the Banana Split God. Show.
Listen, I can't tell you what I did 10 minutes ago, but man, memory banks are wide open.
Do you know that hit the Billboard charts? It was number 96 in 1969. Yes. Like, what the heck?
Hey,
that
listen,
is wrong.
We were dumber than rocks, remember.
And desperate.
Hey, don't forget. Listen, the Archies were number one.
Yeah, that is true. Ah, sugar.
Oh, sugar. Oh, honey. And on the other side of that song, it was a song that was called, I want to say the name was Rolene.
Oh.
Jolene. It's like,
Maybelline.
It was the most sappy.
Well, there you go.
Oh,
that's
don't
all.
You just know you're driving me wild, pretty child.
All right.
Oh, my God.
This is,
a mess.
It's missing. My cheat sheet. There we go. All right. Hi. So what are these people listening to? I will tell you. You are listening to the Slade and Mason Show. It's a podcast. It's all about you.
Well, mostly
and us. It's kind of about us. And it's like a radio program.
This is where it starts to split into hairs because it is nothing like any radio show you're ever going to. I assure you, I can promise you, I have been in the radio business a half a century and I can guarantee you will not find this program on any a terrestrial radio station.
Now, we're going to share with you news stories and things we see throughout the week or experience throughout the week, and it's our take on it. We're basically saying the things you're thinking inside your evil little mind, but you would never hear in the radio. So,
because you're polite.
That's right. Unlike
we're
us.
We're not. We're That's right. rude.
We're going to say things like, I wouldn't.
And what the Ferengi?
Look, we're just trying to have some fun. Don't take it all too seriously. Just enjoy all the music you're listening to is brought to you by Dana Music because, well, quite frankly, we're not going to pay for it.
We're just not going to pay for it.
And there was a time when he gave that stuff away for free and he's pulled back.
And we were right there on top of it.
That's right. We were grandfathered in. Love it. All right. Yeah. Now, there is a picture from us from Instagram from 2016 somewhere. You can go check it out. There's a picture from 2022 on X.
X.
X. Go find it and share it with us if you could, please. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, please tell your friends, neighbors, people you see on the street. When you're walking down, you got the earbuds on.
I think they and there's a new someone pop screen on this mic.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, because it's like the other one had like buzz balls and hair. And
this one's actually, this one's starting to, after 20 years, is starting to fade a little bit. So share the fact that you're listening. Oh, by the way, I think we have a new listener. His name is Max.
Oh, hey, Max. How you doing?
All right. That's
good
all
to have you.
That's all he
now
gets.
Now we have three.
Now we okay. got, now we got.
Hey, by the way.
Ted,
listen,
Max.
You know what I was thinking about?
What?
Has Ted gone to our website and purchased any of the merch?
No, my friend Dave has.
Yeah, well, Ted, he got socks. You know, listen, 2 years ago, you were going to do a project for us, which still has not come to fruition.
What project?
So it's like you really should go to the website and buy yourself some Slade Mason merchandise.
Or we should just hand him the keys to the Slade Mason Show website and have him do it all.
We were going to do that. That's,
we were going to do
just
that.
I didn't want to run him down, but it's like, you know, so, right. I mean, there.
Now, as always, we are brought to you by Icy Something Icy Treats, which we will talk about a little bit later at the break. All right, now.
You got the wrong teeth in. There he goes.
All right, we're all better now. Mr. Slade, and I use those terms loosely. Mr. Slade.
Yes. Mr. Mason,
do you by chance, for our listening audience, have a, I mean, it is Sunday, and usually things like a, you know, Sunday morning rant comes on play, and if you don't, that's fine, it's cool, but if you do, that's great, if you do, that'd be wonderful, if you don't, that's fine. Do you have a Sunday morning rant?
You know,
no, I don't
every
know.
Every Sunday, I come up with something that is disparaging to me that I just feel I have to get out here and vent. And the venomous poison that I spit tends to make me feel better. But you know, I've been on vacation. And so it's like when I go on vacation, here's my vacation. Mm-hmm. I don't get up until 5 o'clock. I generally go out and then back in, and I'm usually stuck behind my doors, my closed doors. Peace of mind, everything's going well. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have anyone basically pee on my parade this week. So the only thing I'm going to talk about briefly is the time of year we're in. Mm-hmm. You know, summer's gone. Summer is gone.
Not today. 94 degrees is scheduled for today.
This is true. Oh, it's gonna still get blistering. I think these are what we call our dog days. But all I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, is that there are some mindless nerds out there who generally do not think. They're not programmed to think until they get to be like 12 or 13. And so as a result, with the new school year opening, I'm going to ask you drivers out there to pay a little extra attention, because you never know when one of those little souls is going to dart out, not thinking, not looking, and you need to be prepared. Nobody wants a horror story this school year. It's like, so, you know, again, do your best. And remember, you only have 180 days to go.
I just sent you a picture of a driver as well. So,
Ooh,
I don't know if you get that picture yet. It'd be great.
I'm looking at it, looking for it. Right.
There you go.
Yeah, there it is.
Hey there.
So I mean, like I say, I mean, so there is my public service.
All right. JD just got a chuckle. It's all good. It's all good.
Oh, my God.
I sent him a throwback picture from, it's got to be at least 2012, 2011, somewhere along that line.
That's a driver for you.
Yep, that's a
driver. So, like I say, you know, so when I go on vacation, it's like I usually come back in a better mood because I haven't had anybody sit around trying to piss me off. Mm-hmm. So, and thus is the case. But, you know, actually, I actually came back to work yesterday.
Mm.
And that's when I got pissed because it's like I opened my mailbox and there's all these requests about things that, you know, that could have waited.
Mm.
Until tomorrow.
Mm.
But, you know, again, but if they were looking for me to open my mailbox, guess what? Sorry, I turned off all that junk. Man, it's like my phone stopped ringing for some reason. And it's like, and I said, well, good. Now I won't have to worry about taking it. So now I have to look at it. So I have to have it positioned so I can see when the light comes on. But I don't care.
Okay.
Hey, I'm having a very fun time. I'm relaxed. I am chill to the bone, man.
All right. Well, this will start to scare you. Here we go.
Oh, God. No, it won't here because it comes, I've already used it this morning.
All right. So, apparently this past week, excuse me, Snapchat has an AI bot that you can talk to. And you can say, hi, what's going on? Hey, I'm having a great day today. That's good. Glad to hear it. Are there any good movies I should see? Hey, yeah, I hear the Blue Beetle's a good movie. Oh, that's great. So apparently, there was people are like responding to the bot. Hey, bot, how you doing? And all of a sudden, it just stares back at you with this two-tone image. What's going on today, bot? Everything okay? Sorry, I encountered a technical issue. Oh, yeah. So anyway, what's going on? Sorry. I encountered a technical issue. It's just like staring back at people like that. People are freaking out. Snapchat has absolutely flipping no idea why AI is doing that. They can't get into the system. They don't know what's going on. So that's a problem. The other problem.
The machines start to take over.
Oh, no, no. It's even better than that. So apparently we have built a humanoid robot. I mean, what could go wrong here? It's a humanoid. It's called a robot. Oh, let me. I hate these little purples. Disagree at all. It's not a robot. It's not a human. It's not a pilot. It's a pibot. Apparently, it is a humanoid robot that sits in the seat of the airplane and pilots better than a human.
But wait a minute. Because yeah. I also heard the story this morning where in the last three years, we've had 35 people get killed by riding in driverless cars.
but how many with drivers? Like 160,000. So
yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's
their like, track record's running a little bit better.
You're still asking me to trust a blank space to drive me where I'm going.
There you go. All right. So a team of engineers and researchers from Korea's Advanced Institute of Science and Technology, KAESAT, is currently developing a humanoid robot that can fly aircraft without the need to modify the cockpit. You just slide this sucker right in. It takes over all the controls. It's got arms and fingers and digits. And apparently it can memorize every single Jepsian navigation chart. So like you could drop it in the middle of like, I don't know, Cambodia. It'll know where the nearest airport is, which area it's supposed to be in, which runway it's supposed to come in on. I mean,
and which one it's supposed to blow up.
That's right. So apparently they're planning on replacing the human jobs with these robots. Oh, my gosh. What could go wrong? You know,
ask cable television.
Ask ChatGPT. I mean.
it's like now it's like there's a disclaimer when I ask it to write me some more spots.
Oh.
Now there's a disclaimer that, you know, again, that you should really get professionals if you're interested in doing quality advertising.
what could go wrong? And now another aspect of AI this week. I don't know if you heard about this one, but apparently there is a large language model where they are now trying to talk to the animals. That's right. They are using...
If I could talk to the animals, learn their languages, get me an animal degree.
All right, now.
I'd beat a panda with a panda, dump it with a cheetah.
Oh my gosh, is he old. All right, now.
Oh, God.
But here's the deal. You know, you will... All right, so, okay. All right, let's back it up. So you will be talking to dolphins. Dolphins, there's a good one. Dolphins make these clicks and chirps and twerps and sounds and things like that that are specific to specific pods, okay? And killer whales do the same thing. Belugas, beluga whales have their, like off-the-chart languages, right? Dogs will make whimpering noises and barks and things like that. Cats will make a boatload of noises. So apparently they are teaching the algorithm to listen to these different animals so that they could possibly maybe more along the lines of understand what they're saying as opposed to us going, which would be kind of embarrassing. But anyway, that's the AI news, guys. Don't be too scared. It's all coming and coming to a theater near you. Sorry. Okay. Hello? Uh-oh. We've been replaced by an AI JD Slade. So there you go with that. That's pretty scary. Hi, I'm JD Slade. Hello. There we go.
Good morning, Mr. Slade.
But, you know, I mean, it's...
Good morning, Mr. Mason. How is your Sunday looking?
Not too bad. And you? Do you have your morning rant?
Ha, ha, ha.
Scary. All right.
I can't wait because I'll bet you somewhere, somewhere there's one of my bosses is thinking, how much time can we get from him?
Oh, yeah. So they just
then need, we can get rid of him.
They just so here and you know, I talked about this where I work and it's very easy. You get the recording. You drop it into place. There are some certain catchphrases that I'll be saying. There are certain catchphrases you'll say. You could drop those into place anywhere you want. And yeah, in a couple hours, you could be replaced. You know, it'll be up. Kenny Chesney here on AJ. Yeah, that's it. And coming up.
Classic bits.
Yeah, so those days are coming soon. Apparently they're putting together a new movie. This is more AI. They're putting together a movie starring James Dean.
Yeah, like I say, that's a scary thought. It is, because this is why Hollywood is on strike, man. Mm-hmm. And they've got every right to, because we're getting a little too technologically advanced to, you know, again, let this thing slide. And you know that there's a Louis B. Mayer somewhere sitting around going, hey, if we can just get their images, they've already signed off the rights to us, we can make billions and not have to share with anybody.
Now it's interesting because you can't use the likeness of Albert Einstein without permission. Apparently his likeness has been captured. Someone was smart way back when, but they were thinking, like, you know, posters.
Well, I think Adolf Hitler too. I think Fox has that one.
Oh, you are going straight down there.
H-E double hockey sticks.
Oh my gosh. Well, I have to tell you, I am tired today. I'll tell you what I did. Yesterday morning, I got up about 5:30 and I quickly took the dog for a walk, got my son up out of bed, and we drove over to my friends out in Stafford County, and we picked grapes. 4 hours of picking grapes. Snap, 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 clip, 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 toss in the bin, four, do, 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 do. So
I can go to a grocery store and do that in 10 minutes.
No. But these grapes get turned into wine.
Well, since I'm not a drinker, that doesn't matter to me. I don't care. If it's not going to be grape jelly or jam, it's like it's not going to be worth anything to me.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, my...
That's because you're a drunken wino. Just admit it.
No, I won't be drinking that stuff. That's the save all. I don't drink to save all. It's too tart. Ugh. Ugh. No. But
so when you decide to tie one on, what's your beverage of choice?
I mean, I make my ale, right?
So, well, it's something like ale, I guess.
And it's pretty good. It's pretty good. So I'll make ale. I'm a little behind on that. I should only have like half a box left. But anyway, so I'll make ale and I will drink wine, but it's like, I like a red wine. So, but I don't drink white wine. I mean, I will drink white wine in the summertime when it's cold and hot outside, and you want to drink something cold. But that's about it. I do not drink the hard stuff. I do not drink the hard stuff, and the reason being is I have figured out a long time ago that me and the hard stuff are a bad combination. I would be a blithering idiot / drunken alcoholic, beating
one
on
of
my
those
kids.
That you just want to avoid, yeah, when you see them coming,
yep,
your way.
You know, I'll me 9357 sucker, shoot you out of car. Yeah, me and the hard liquors are a bad thing. That is not a good gift to give me. Don't give me.
See, I've always been a happy drunk. Always, 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 always.
No.
You know, again, it's like, you know, again, because number one, it's like your brain cells work differently when you're drunk.
but here's the problem. Someone gives me a mixed drink, you know, like a, I don't know, say a gin and tonic or something like that, right?
And I have had a taste for a pina colada for so long.
Well, that'll be coming up at the break. But my point is, I will put the straw into the drink and go... Well, that was delicious. That was absolutely wonderful. I just suck them down. That's bad. I can't.
You're right.
I can't.
That's
just
right.
Slowly sip a hard liquor.
See,
drink.
I do not drink. I don't drink to be social. I drink to get drunk.
Okay.
So that's the whole purpose. So it's like, you know, again, I get that first one. Whoop, yeah. Yep. Yeah. That tastes like two. All right.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. And then the next thing you know, I'm doing something stupid, or,
you know, you're
I'm throwing up somewhere.
Bit,
yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, my last.
Hey, yeah, baby, how you doing?
My last escapade in that fashion was before I moved to Virginia, and the place that I was working at all bought me drinks one night. I mean, they all bought me drinks that night. I mean, everybody there bought me drinks. And I'm doing shot after shot after shot, kamikaze after kamikaze after kamikaze.
Like,
oh my gosh. And how I got home, I have no idea. But I do know that there's some connection to it. I lost my hearing in my left ear for about 6 months due to alcohol. Yeah. So... that was the last, I think that was the last major rage I ever did. And I will drink a mixed drink, but I have to let them know, like, this will go, watch, gone. Thanks. That was delicious. Don't give me any more, please. You know, cause it's just,
nope. See, again, I learned years ago, mm-hmm, because, well, listen.
Yeah,
when I was in Philadelphia,
a Ute,
I was young and stupid and
made
stupid money. I mean, stupid money.
Mm-hmm.
To where I was drinking like a fifth of rum every day.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to do. That's what I'm saying. I could easily roll into that role, easily, not a problem.
And because my work schedule, you know, the work I do here is murderous because, mm-hmm, it's so much. But there, it was like, you do your four-hour shift, you do a half-hour production, if there's any, and then you go home. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to sit around and wait for the boss to tell you you can go, and so on and so forth. But so when I was drinking like that, you know, I would go to work. I'd start out the evening, go to some show, be drunk as a lark by midnight, and hit the bed.
Wow.
And wake up the next morning feeling like someone had pooped in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for years.
Yeah. Yep.
And and when I was with my youngest daughter's mother, and one night we were tying it on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided
would that would that be your wife at the time?
No, 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 no. I've only had one wife. And I got rid of her back in 70 something. Anyway, my youngest daughter's mother.
Yeah.
This woman that I was living in sin with since you asked.
Oh, okay, there we go. Good Catholic boy. So, go ahead.
So anyway, we had tied one on. Uh-huh. And then of course, the alcohol told us that, we should get amorous. Well, okay. Without going into a lot of gross detail, let's just put it this way. I was looking up at her lovingly. She was looking down at me lovingly.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went,
ah!
You want to talk about something that will take the starch out of your jeans quick? I mean, it's instantaneous. It is not like it's got like, no, it's like, what the? Ferengi?
So,
Dan, that was my last night of drinking. That was the last night I pulled that out because, again, I thought, man, it's like,
that's great. That's great.
Then it's like, when you're not really drunk anymore, but you're still kind of drunk.
You're sobering up real fast.
Yeah, because you've had this warmth thrown all over you.
It wasn't a towel or anything. It was
with chunks.
And it smelled like booze.
Well, kind of like...
With just a hint of bowel mixed in there.
Thank goodness for this break. Sadly, however, we will return to the Slade and Mason show.
Thanks, Dan.
No problem. I get to do that one because I have to. I'm looking for something.
Don't touch that dial. Not that there's any dial, but we'll be right back with the Slade and Mason show.
Alright, hold on. Put a pause. Gotta put a pause. Hold on. Oh, I think I did it right. Hold on. Sorry. I'm going to leave that all in. Show you just how messed that
is. Today in history, August 20th, 1083.
There we go.
We see the canonization of the first king of Hungary, St. Stephen, and his son, St. Emeric. How they got the two of those into the canon, I'll never know. 1519. Philosopher and general Wang Yangmengneng defeats Zhu Chunho and ends the Prince of Ning Rebellion against the reign of the Ming Dynasty from Emperor Zhigdrug, and then they made a really cool video game of it. 1882, Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture debuts in Moscow, Russia. That's that really cool one that goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then they go with the cannons. It was awesome. 1940, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill makes the fourth of his famous wartime speeches containing the line, "Never was so much owed by so many to so few." Which sounds a lot better than the earlier one, which was a lot of people did a lot of stuff. 1975, NASA launches the Viking 1 planetary probe towards Mars, and in 1972, launches the Voyager 2 spacecraft. Unfortunately, in 1981, the Venus Schnitzel 3 did not make it. And finally, 1998, the Supreme Court of Canada rules that Quebec cannot legally secede from Canada without the federal government's approval, but they can continue to have French as their main language, drink lots of red wine, eat bread, and wear cool berets. I'm Dan Mason, and that's August 20th.
Hey there, Carmine Neguzio here. How you doing? Hey, listen, I know times are kind of rough out there still, So what I done is I started my own little pawn shop. I said pawn shop. Yeah, but this one's a little bit different. So all you gotta do is look for me. Yeah, I've been driving around my my green and purple Cadillac there. It's a 73. It's a beauty. Now just come on over, tap on the glass there, show me what you got, and I'll throw out some cash to you. It's pretty simple. No paperwork. It's an easy deal. Yeah, just give me a call if you got something different, if you know what I'm saying. We take everything, you know, rings, bracelets. We could take necklaces, household silverware you found maybe sitting around somewhere. If you got copper piping, just look for the purple and the green pickup truck that we have floating around there. That's driving my cousin Guido. Yeah, no problem. No paperwork either. Just give us this stuff and we'll take care of it. You know what I'm saying? And please, by all means, make sure you don't give us nothing that's considered stolen. We's completely on the up and up. So just about anything is of value. Yeah. Them hubcaps you found? That sprinkler system? That bronze statue of Abraham Lincoln you got there in the back of your car? Anything. We take it all. We got quick and easy markets for just about everything. Heck, Guido took some plutonium-239 last Tuesday. Found a nice little buyer from the Czech Republic. No problem. Carmine DeGuzio's pawn shop will take care of everything. So whether it's a collection of gold teeth, a Blu-ray DVD player there, or a bag of titanium hips, no problem. Just watch for Carmine DeGuzio's purple and green Cadillac there and drop it off. I'll get you some quick cash and you can move on your way. Hey, I'm Carmine DeGuzio for Carmine DeGuzio's pawn shop. I said pawn shop.
What's that going around his head? What do you
think? What kind of an animal is a horse fly?
They buzz around horses and mules.
Well, you don't mean to say that I'm a mule.
Well,
you doesn't have to say I'm a Johnson. Man, it's no wonder people didn't live past 35. I would say the entertainment was up. Lacking.
The reason for this. Keep listening.
Down. He's up again.
He's down. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. He's out.
No!
Sorry about that, gang, but now we must return you to the Slade and Mason Show.
Didn't know that I was an opera singer, did ya?
Yeah, still not aware.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Oh, boy, that was fun. That was called Tuning In on the Radio from 1926. It was a humorous look at the junk that was on the radio back in 1926. It was a comedy record. It was called the National Music Lovers. And that was...
And 100 years later, it's still the
same. It's still the same. There's just junk on the radio. So that was done for today being...
Junk on the Radio Day.
No, today's National Radio Day.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You are supposed to celebrate the radio, the AM and the FM.
Oh, okay. And the AM and the PM. Yep.
Yep.
Celebrating it all day.
Ooh. There you go. And the AM and the BM. No, the BM. PM. Now, as scratchy as that was considered in fair condition. I think it's because it played all the way through. But so, all right. This portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by Icy's Southern Icy Treats. Well, what is that all about?
It's about this little hot number. Her name.
Hey, easy. It
and
is.
And there's Al, too.
Yeah, there's Al, too. So be mindful. Be mindful. Icy Southern Icy Treats is a special treat. And it is hot outside today? Oh, yeah. They're going to be setting up shop today somewhere. I am absolutely sure of that. And the reason they're setting up shop because they have a big, huge red food truck. But there's no, like, you know, quote unquote food. They don't have to like get someone in there and spray down the grease or anything like that because their product is ice, but it's not ice. It's not like those Icy's where you crunch them up and you got rocks and you get things like that. No, this is a special treat. She's got these Italian ice machines and they slowly rotating, very sharp blades. She got these from Italy. They're very expensive. They're very expensive, but you got two of them. So there's no waiting. And essentially what they do is they put these big, huge blocks of ice in the machines. And again, the blade slowly rotates. And of course, it creates this beautiful snowfall into your waiting goblet. And then Al, we talked about Al. Al puts all the different flavorings on top and then serves it to you. You can have the cherries, the pina colada, grape flavors. You got, oh my gosh, lemon meringue. There's all these different flavors going on. And then you could put gummy worms on top, and they'll freeze up. Kids like that. Good for the dentists. And they could put the squirts on there to make it sour. So what you need to do is if you have a birthday party or there's some event coming up, a corporate event, a fundraiser, hey, even a wedding. Who knows? It'd be kind of fun to have. Give them a call.
Or even a divorce.
Or a divorce, yeah. Coming out of the courthouse and you see the big red truck there and you're like, you know, I can't think of a better way to celebrate. Give them a call at 804-617-8827. Again, it's 804-617-8827. They're available on the internods at www.icyesomethin.
Leave off the G for goodness sake.
icey.com. And also available on Instagram and Facebook. You can even email her at Gmail. Give them a call, 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. That's 804-617-8827. If you're driving, it's... You can capture that in your, digital system. Or just give them a call. Again, 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did.
All right. We are done with that portion of things. Oh, my gosh. So there was a lot of stuff going on. now, Russia, Mother Russia, apparently has tried for their 25th attempt at landing on the moon.
Did you hear about this? This is the one that crashed into the moon?
yeah, apparently they were 99.999% sure that it was going to be like hovering, and apparently, boop, all gone. Yeah, it landed. So that was the problem there. So it landed
once again,
very fast.
Once again, there's more junk on the moon that is not moon created.
Mm-hmm.
We are sending things up there so we can trash the moon. That's going to be our next garbage heap, the moon.
It's going
to
be beautiful.
And then by then, we'll have found a way to get to Mars so that we can crap that planet up too.
Well, of course, that's going to be what we're going to do. Yeah. But I don't know if you've been hearing, but HOAs have been in the news quite a bit these days.
Homeowner
associations.
HOAs. Yeah, hose.
Yeah, hose. That's what I put down. Put down hose. Oh my gosh. Well, Pete, they are. For those of you who don't know what a homeowner association is, it's basically you talked about. It's little Hitlers.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let me explain to you those of you who are not of the affluent. When you have a homeowners association, you are in an organization where they tell you, even though you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on your house, they tell you what you can do with your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have I covered it right?
That's it. And there's a doctrine, a book about, makes the King James Bible look like a short novel of all the rules and regulations that you need to follow. And if you violate any of those, you'll receive a registered letter letting you know how many tens of thousands of dollars in fines that you now have. Now, whether it's a
hedge or a flagpole, if they don't like it, it's got to go.
Yep. The most oppressive I've ever had, I had a rental house that had an HOA, but it was like, hey, just cut the grass, please. So I would just, once a month, I get a notification, say, hey, your renters didn't cut the grass. Can you guys go ahead and do that? They were not jerks, which was amazing, which made the house easy to get rid of. But there are associations where I was reading one the other day where they sent the police to this gentleman's house. Why? What heinous crime had been had unfurled, could say one pray tell. Yes, his son opened up the garage door, took his bicycle out, closed the garage door, drove down the driveway, went out onto the road, and left the HOA area.
What?
Bicycles and skateboards are not allowed on the HOA roads.
Oh.
So he was not allowed to have his bicycle. He basically had to pick up his bicycle and walk it out of the neighborhood. So they sent the police over to the house. HOAs are now getting blown up for things like, people have decided, look, I'm not having a manicured lawn anymore. So what they've done is they will have spent $50,000 and said, hey, I want a native plants environment in my front yard. And they follow the guidance of the HOA. Plants had to be native. They have to be manicured. It has to be checked. And they have. They have like mulch laid down. But nope, it looks too shabby, looks too much, and they're getting sued. So they go to court, and the judge says, excuse me, is this a native plant? Yes, it is. Is this the way the plant grows? Yes. Okay. Mr. HOA, these are your rules. These are your rules. So the HOAs are getting their heads handed to them. One guy had a metal roof installed, and the HOAs took him to court because it's, hey, no, it says right in the doctrine, no metal roofs. But on page 4,667, subparagraph 67-14JA, it says you can have things in, on, or of your home that will actually reduce the environmental impact on things, which, by the way, that particular roof did, because of the color of it, it reduced the amount of greenhouse gases and what have you. So for that reason, that roof was allowed. It's just getting to the point where HOAs are really,
I have a question,
major pain in the tuchus.
I have a major question for you.
Yes, Major.
What is generally the pigment count in these HOAs?
They're translucent.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Because you see, you know, look, I had cultural differences.
Mm-hmm.
If I spend hundreds of thousands of dollars buying a home,
mm-hmm.
nobody's going to tell me what I can do with it.
It's your box.
That's exactly right. So if we get an HOA, well, number one, you're going to find out before you move into a neighborhood whether there is an HOA.
Oh, yeah.
And if they have an HOA, I tell you, run. Do not walk. Run as fast as you can in the other direction, because HOAs are big, nosy pains in the butt.
Mm-hmm. And we've talked about them before. Yeah.
And they are constantly telling you what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm of that, one of those who says, oh, you, this is what I got to do. No, this is what you got to do. Read between the lines. Oh yeah, baby. It's that time. Now comes my time to shine. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the fattest nation in the world. And
why?
You know why?
Why?
It's because of what we put in our face. And then you know who's responsible for that?
Kellogg's, brought to you by
Kellogg's. That's exactly right. All those food industries.
It's great.
Now, let me just tell you about some of the things that are going on. We'll start out with some complaining. The Daily Dot says that Starbucks baristas are upset with customers. And you know why?
Mm.
Because they've been going through the drive-thru with their wipers on when it's raining. The baristas are getting spritzed with water from the wipers.
Yep.
Gee, isn't that just tough? I got two words for you. The Sun says, oh, here we go, Dan. It's that time of year again.
No.
Lots of stories about it. Yes, it is. I'm sorry. The Sun says pumpkin spice Cheerios are back for a limited time. The Cheerios are made with real pumpkin puree, cinnamon, cloth, and nutmeg. Okay, a large box selling for $4.50.
Have at it.
Oh, I'm not done yet. People Magazine says Dairy Queen's bringing back their pumpkin pie blizzard. Yeah, baby, on August 28th. The treat contains pumpkin pie pieces blended with vanilla soft serve, whipped cream, and nutmeg.
Ugh.
It's BQ's blizzard of the month throughout September.
Great.
Taboom says Hungry Howie's is celebrating its 50th anniversary by introducing a secret menu with new pizza options. The menu includes a 12 tie-dye pizza with edible glitter. The pizza also features a ghost pepper flavored crust called the Disco Inferno crust. Sounds like somebody's going to have a hell of a lot of problems. Trend Hunter says Sneak Energy is launching a line of caffeinated popsicles. They come in electric mango and raspberry lemonade flavors. A box of 12 costs $15. Jesus, those are hell of a popsicle. NBC, last but not least, says Chick-fil-A is launching a new chicken sandwich on August 28th. The chicken patty is going to be topped with jalapenos, honey, and pimento cheese. Oh, God, I can't wait. I got to try that one. Chick-fil-A. No.
No.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, I just gave you all the reasons why we are the fattest nation in the world.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so
Honey Nut Cheerios, oh,
pumpkin spice,
spice
flavor. Yeah, so I just came out the news about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. Is, do you hear about Dunkin' Donuts?
No, but I'm sorry, you, they got a pumpkin spice.
I'm
donut.
Sorry, Dunkin'. That's
Dunkin'.
A,
that's right.
Sorry.
Dunkin'.
Or as my kids like to say, because there's just the apostrophe, they go. what are you? Let's go to.
Some of them have, you know, again, it looks like they're talking about breast size
because
they have double D's.
And, you know, if they don't want to be known as Dunkin' Donuts, why is it DD? What's the other D for? Donuts. You guys are a donut shop. Get with the reality of it, okay? There's nothing I can do about it. You guys make donuts, and you make a lot of donuts. All right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've only been to the local Dunkin' Donuts here once. Mm-hmm. They have these ads for this food that looks like it could be delicious, but then I think, boy, but it's probably garbage.
No, it's not all that good. It's not all that good.
Yeah. So I don't want to waste the money.
So apparently, Dunkin' Donuts is now released.
No, Dunkin'.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Is releasing. Oh my gosh! You ready for this one? Alcoholic coffee. Yes, you can buy. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? You know. So you can have coffee that's been infused with alcohol. Just go through the drive-through. It's all good. It's all good. You know what? What?
Now hold on a second. Wait a minute. Now, listen, one of the big things that law enforcement has been up against for the last 20 years is drinking and driving.
So
now you've got Dunkin' contributing to this very noteworthy cause.
Contributing is such a, you know.
what town in its right mind would allow a Dunkin' to do such a thing?
Well, it's a little bit backwards. So what they're doing is, as you know, you can go into a local grocery store and you can get a 16-ounce ice cold drink, right?
Yeah.
Just regular coffee. Well, now, three aisles over in the beer area will be spiked coffee.
You know, it's like, first it was spiked Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are selling that now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sooner or later, you know what's going to happen, Dan. Mm-hmm.
I know.
You know what's going to happen.
I know.
Some kid.
They're going to find it.
They're going to find it. And it's if it's Mountain Dew, man, they're going to drink it like a soda. And then they're going to get sick.
That's right.
And then it's like the war cry will go out, and how dare Mountain Dew Pepsi products make such a disastrous drink for children.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing's going to happen with this Dunkin' coffee.
Yep.
Because if they actually do go through with that, they're going to have so many problems because, number one, you have dry counties.
Yeah.
You know, that have Dunkins.
Well, and that's why the deal, they're rolling it out to about 12 states. Well, first off, remember, you got to get an ABC license to do that. So
yeah,
there are only about 12 states that are doing it. It's an experiment. And yeah, forget experiment. It's going to happen. It's just going to be forward.
Well, it's because it's going to be driven by the very same thing that drives all the bad decisions that we get into. And that's money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, it's going to be a moneymaker. People are going to go, oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to Dunkin' get my job. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. The other thing is
people crashing out into parking lots all over the country.
So the other thing we're all noticing is there still is no arrival of sriracha sauce from the name brand. So I have for you all a recipe here. What you do is you get 2 cups of Thai chili peppers or jalapenos or whatever you want to do, and you chop them up. And you introduce them with 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice or lime juice. Go with lime juice. It's so much sweeter and delicious. And then 1/4 cup of white vinegar or apple cider vinegar. Guys, don't use white vinegar for cooking. White vinegar is used for cleaning floors.
Douching. Yeah. It's for douching.
Okay. It's nasty. It's gross. If you just want to add acid, you know, drop some acid. It doesn't matter. All right. So now you can do 1/4 cup of apple cider vinegar. Okay. Go find 3 cloves of garlic. Go find 3 tablespoons of brown sugar. Go find 2 teaspoons of salt. Stick all these in a blender until smooth. Okay? Bring it up to a boil. Simmer for about 15 minutes as it thickens. And then put it in a container and then cry when it's gone. Okay? That's all you have to do to make your own sriracha. They can't make sriracha because they need to order tons of sriracha, because they're not going to make like 1 cup of sriracha sauce. They're not going to go down to Wally World and go pick up some jalapenos, right? And that's the other thing. They need the red jalapenos. So they need them converted.
This is where you have fun when you
you go ahead and give people things like ghost peppers.
Oh yeah, yeah. Throw a couple of those in there.
Oh, it's hey, hand me the sriracha sauce. It's over there. That looks good. I'm gonna put a lot of that on my eggs.
Yeah, and the next thing you know, they're on fire and they can't breathe anymore. There's something wrong with their brain. Oh my gosh. So there's that. But that is, it's because people are just freaking out over it. Cause you know, I like sriracha sauce. Of course, if I were working, you wouldn't like it because it would make my breath, flavorful.
In other words, it smells like old garbage.
Yeah.
Right?
It's really bad. All right. So, let's see. All right. So, we all want to live longer lives, right, JD?
Oh, God, no.
All right, here are the top 9 things you need to do to keep live longer. Okay.
Don't die.
That's number one. You got to keep on top of not dying. But number one, exercise bursts. So, like, you know, get up and run like 30 miles in a day, okay? just burst out. Just burst out. All right.
Like dogs do. They just break out and run.
Yep. And speaking of dogs, flex your muscles. So put a dog at the end. Boing. You know, go get your muscles stretched out. That works as well. That'll keep you living longer. Careful. Eat some nuts. All right. Now I'm talking like.
No, thank you.
I'm talking about pecans, walnuts, almonds, things of that nature. They're good. Not only is that good for that fiber that goes on there, but it's also good for the lycopenes and all that fun stuff. Calling a friend, like what you and I are doing right now, we're communicating, we're keeping ourselves. Oh, we're supposed to keep it down to 10 minutes. Well, crap with that. All right.
Damn, for 50 minutes over.
Yep. A cup of coffee, cup of green tea, cup of something with that type of thing in there. Read before bed.
No.
I can't do that. I'm not going to do that one.
Talk about something that'll keep you awake. Jeez.
All right. Meditate.
Yeah. Here we go. Ready? Here's my meditation.
All right. What are the plants? All right. So after you've made sure the fan is in the right direction. Make sure you water the plants, okay? And number nine is flossing your teeth. I mean, if you got them, floss them, okay? Anyway. Freddy,
I just put them in the cup, man.
Freddy, get us out of here.
And ladies and gentlemen, there is your tip for the day.
Yeah, I flashed them. That's them strung up on the door.
Oh, I believe we must have come to the end of another.
Are we done yet?
I hear the music.
Well, Max, this is what I do. Ted?
Oh.
What can I tell you, man?
Buy merch.
Max, you can get a t-shirt. You can get bumper socks. Stickers for your car. There you go.
Oh, you know what? Give them the website. You never did.
Oh, olfw.com. That'll bring you to a link directly to merch that you can buy so that we can become independently wealthy.
Which means you got to buy a lot.
You got to buy a whole lot.
Don't be thinking one t-shirt's going to do it for you. You need to go through and buy some for the rest of the year.
Yeah. You know the word gross?
144.
My gosh. All right. Well, say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
I don't want it.
Hi, I'm JD Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade Mason Show.
Say goodbye. I guess that means I got to now.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason. I have no idea.
Woo. I knew it was going to be an adventure today. I knew this. I just knew it.
Oh, I didn't talk about this. Oh, man. Oh, look at this.
Oh, well, you know what we need to do? You need to start all over again.
Okay. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-da.
One banana, two bananas, three bananas.
Criminals in this world we hear. Underdog. Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who rob or plunder. Underdog.
When there is trouble, I am not slow. It's hip, 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 and away we go.